Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Tomorrow, Chemda, is episode number 3,600.
Okay, I quit.
Well, that's why I'm bringing this up. This Wednesday, during our live show at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on YouTube, we'll be launching our Kickstarter campaign. And you know the goals. It's going to blow Chemda's mind. Another year of Keith and the Girl episodes.
Okay.
All right. Monthly live game shows, 24-hour comedy marathon that we always do. Over 50 comedians. Everybody has a blast. The premiere of the game show. We'll explain that later. Stretch goals, we have those too. How about we add more Keith and the Girl episodes per week? Why not? That's going to be a stretch goal. Add 12 hours to the already 24-hour marathon, assuming that was reached. That's going to be part of it. How about I start a whole new podcast, The Bible as Told by Me, Keith Malley. If you're interested, keithandthegirl.com/kick, K-I-C-K, this Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Watch the video. Grab your rewards. It's going to be a hoot and a half.
I am so nervous about this year's
Every case. Year I am. Every year I'm excited and nervous. Like, the people give a shit? I'll just get another tattoo picture in the mail, and I'll be like, but do people give a shit?
Right, right. Like, genuinely, we are about to find out if our final day of Keith and the Girl is March 7th. Or is it March 6th? Whatever, we'll figure that out.
Right. I ain't doing a bonus one if they don't care enough. I'm right. Going with 6. That's the way this birthday works.
Yeah. And then we decided not only do we want to do another year, but we'll have a certain amount of live shows. Maybe we add another one or two episodes per week, like all of this stuff. So yeah, let us know what you think. Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. We're launching that baby. Keithandthegirl.com/kick.
Real quick news that everybody can relate to. The New York City Marathon. Two Kenyans won it that were never in marathons before. The guy and the girl were both from Kenya. They've never been in marathon. I live in New York. I'd like to win this. I think I got like 8th or something. I don't know. Because as soon as you're done with the marathon, you know, you got to get some water. You got to breathe. And then you turn around and there's a long line to get your score. And it's like, it felt pretty good. But it upsets me. I'm never going to be at the top because I wasn't chased by cougars as a kid.
Yep. That's exactly right. Yes, poor Keith. And that was our poor Keith segment. The marathon comes by like a block from our place. And I am not reluctant anymore. I go there, I stand in front of it, and I take in the vibe. And I'm like, you know, as they're running, I'm about halfway. So they're still in pretty good spirits on my route. And so I'm like, could I do this? And I'm like, we're at the 15-minute mile mark, and I've never walked 26 miles in a day, I don't think. So I don't know that I could run it. And then, you know, more people pass by, and they have their name on their shirt, and I'm yelling their name, and I'm getting excited. And then I go, can I do this? And they're like, we have to walk around this to walk across the street. What do you mean I can't just walk here?
No, you gotta, you wanna take in vibes. You take vibes of 22 miles in, right? Then the vibes, you know, those vibes, sweat, piss, COVID, you won't be so excited all of a sudden. Do you ever yell out somebody's name and you got it wrong? They're like, knock it, Lagala, Lagala. And you're like, sorry.
I wonder. I take really big care with like the Annas and the Annas.
Yeah, you that's know? The, I try- do you say them both? And Anna.
Sure. Sure. You don't know. There's like 1,000 of you running by me. Also, I take special care when names are like mine and like, you know, I've never read them before. I never heard them before. I'm like, read them quick. You don't let this person pass without their name because they're the ones that people are letting pass. So I'm like, say it wrong. It doesn't matter. Just say that person's name. They never get a keychain
right.
In one of those stores. They never get their name yelled as they're running. They hardly get the water because people are just, you know,
if you ran, would you change your name?
Oh, that's so sad to me. I would just cry every time somebody says it. I'd rather hear Chemda. Fuck.
There you go.
God damn it. Yeah, I thought of that about this. Okay, I'm never running 26 miles in my life.
That's a big problem. I don't know what to name myself. Otherwise, I would have done this.
But I've done like 10Ks, you know, and I'm about to get my new knee again. So that'll be great. And I thought about it. I thought maybe I write Chemda, but the C's in parentheses. Maybe I write, you know, I don't know. Maybe I write like Chemda in Hebrew on my back. And then in the front, just call me Hemda. Maybe I just write Omat and people are just yelling Omat all day. You know, I'm just having fun with this. Meanwhile, we're like smoking a doobie, watching people go, right. Go, my God.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it sounds like to them, too, as they're running. Got them. All right, today's guest. Let's quit fucking around here. It's the great Carmen LaGalla. Hello, Carmen.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Hello.
Well,
You're doing it, Carmen. You're doing it.
This is what we need for our 24-hour comedy marathon. You're doing it, guys. Okay. All right. It really only feels like 20 minutes, though, but okay.
You know what else, though? I started, you know, we caught the beginning of the race a little bit, so it's very few and far between, and you're like, holy shit. These are the people who are still looking up while they run. Like, when you get tired, you start looking at your feet because you're, like, dragging your head. Even, like, lifting your head is a lot at the 15-minute mile mark. There's not a lot of women up front. And then a couple women start coming by, and what I want to yell is, go, girl! And then I'm like, no, I don't know. And so Xerxes goes, I acknowledge boobs! And I'm like, no. No. Doesn't mean anything, but you're different right now in the front.
You ever think of doing this race, Carmen? You're fit. What did you take in high school?
Absolutely not. I was a runner in college.
Okay.
It's what paid for college, but I did the half mile. And then people think that because I did the half mile,
that.
I can do that. Yeah.
42 times, right?
Absolutely never.
I can't even do the math. Never mind run it. Yeah.
I was going to say, wait, 52.
Just do 42 and then see what's up.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm done. I would get to the 25 mile mark and be like, I'm actually all set.
Oh my God. That would be amazing.
We put out, whenever we have guests on, we ask for a little more information. What are you promoting right now? This kind of thing. Any credits you don't want us to miss? You know, what's on your mind? And Carmen writes back, what are you promoting? This ass. Nice. Okay. We'll get to that, by the way. I have follow-ups. What credits should we mention? Colbert, I guess? Okay. She's not full of herself. Any other info we should know? Was I gay last time I was on your show? And we're off.
Yeah, I think I answered the questions. I was clearly in a mood.
I follow Carmen on Twitter. Are we nervous at all about the new Elon Musk Twitter? First of all, before we get to your tweets, is there more hate?
Great time. I think it's very, very funny. So far, I've only seen just a lot. I mean, there's some concerning things, but mostly it's just people making fun of Elon. And boy, is that incredible!
He said you can have parody accounts, and then you could give disinformation. Right. So everybody changed their name to Elon Musk.
Yes,
that's fun, and also. Elon Musk, this is real, has been unblocking himself from thousands of random people's accounts. So if you blocked him for whatever reason, he's like, well, I'm unblocked. We all deserve a second chance. If I'm giving Trump a second chance, I deserve a second chance. All of a sudden, Elon just pops up in your feed. You're like, wait a minute, I'm pretty sure.
That's weird because 10 of those women were his exes, and that's not fair.
Right.
Ew.
Can you imagine? No, I'm joking. I don't want to.
You're a parody. You're a parody. Right. I'm going to write that on our show, Keith and the Girl in parentheses, parody.
Okay. I'm going to start tweeting as you guys.
We can do whatever we want. Carmen tweeted out, to perform at some comedy clubs, you have to work hard, get a certain level, and be a good fit. Then there are some where you just have to do cocaine with the owner. Let me ask you, Carmen, a comedian starting out, they're brand new. As a newcomer, how do you say, hey, is this the club where I just do cocaine with you without sounding all crass? Or could you just look up the club owner's face and be like, oh, yeah, I don't got to write jokes here. Is that it?
It's a vibe. You walk in the door and you're like, oh, I think I can just do cocaine. Or they just ask you and that's how you.
Right. How do you ask, like, do I perform first? Because.
But before then it wears off.
I don't know. I don't know what order you'd like it. Carmen, first of all, how's dating? Let's get right to this because
I don't remember what did I write and think.
Carmen? Okay, you relax. Let me tell you what did you write that I would.
Everything
you wrote. Everything you wrote. Called my mom for relationship advice and she said stop dating hot people.
And she's not wrong. She's spot on.
And then Micah Fox wrote, delete this once you meet that special uggo. And Carmen said, no, they need to know. I lowered myself. I'm adding that. But that's what she's saying. I lowered myself and you need to know it. Work hard.
I feel like if I was Sam, I'd be like, that's right. I was the last hottie or whatever.
I feel like
I want my exes to feel like they were hot. Right. They should know. They're cuties. They're hotties.
Because I hear what you're saying, because my girlfriend Kyle, she'll come over sometimes and be like, oh, I look like shit. And I get mad at her because that's a reflection of me. That means I probably look like shit.
Like, I wouldn't date an ugly person, so you have to be hot.
Yeah. Now, when you say, hey, was I around when I was gay?
Last time I was on the show, I don't remember.
I'm feeling like I remember much social media. I believe I always knew you were bisexual. Did you not?
Oh, thank you.
I see you.
Feeling I had never like come out or anything. I just didn't care enough. And I just didn't feel like I was valid because I hadn't hooked up with anybody. But I did just get out of a four month relationship with a woman. So I feel like I'm in now. And I know that you can not do anything with anybody and still be in the community. But boy, does it, you feel like you're on the outside until you eat a pussy. You know what I mean?
So this was your first and only one?
Yes.
Female pussy, whatever you think I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. And what is different? They both don't work out, I guess. So with that said.
Yeah. Nothing. They both end. My goodness. Oh, man. I just, dating a woman is hard.
Because you're supposed to use those emotions.
Yeah. I have to be very careful. I don't come off as a misogynist. I feel like I just keep like saying things about dating women. And then I look over and I'm holding a Bud Light and wearing a wife beater. So I'm just going to try to tamper it. But it's hard. It's really hard. They like want to communicate a lot. And I don't. And they're really good at fighting. I know what they're doing, their tactics, their moves.
What is it? What is the, not that this will help me even knowing the answer to the test, but it won't. What are the moves? Like, how do you argue where it's almost not fair?
I don't know. They just really get in there, you know?
And they know your buttons.
Talk everything out. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, oh, what does that mean? And I'm like, what do you mean? What does that mean? That's a word that we all know. And then you find out that you have two different definitions of the word, and that just sets everything off.
So, I'm not arguing this at all. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like dating me. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's what my mom was like. I would never date a woman, even if I was into them. And then she just described fighting with her friend Terry. It sounds like you're dating Terry already. So
we both can't lie and say we're fine. A guy believes you. I know you're not fine. Now what do we do? Keith would just go, okay, good, great. In that case, I thought it sounded like we had a problem for 10, 15 minutes, but now you're fine. So great.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. We move on. It's a trap.
I know. Who ended this one?
You know, we've always been the people to end relationships, so it felt like it was a bit of a contest. I would say it was about even. I tried a little earlier.
I want to break up with you. We both did it.
Yeah, it was pretty even. I'd say it was even.
Okay. Was there arguing and you're like, any day now?
Yeah. I mean, it's a long distance. So our relationship was just all text for a while, and that's not a relationship. That's a teenage children. I don't know. It's not fun.
How far away?
3 hours by plane.
Yeah, that's far.
Yeah. You don't just get on the plane and off the plane. Yeah.
No, it's a whole thing. I said I would never do long distance, and now I will never ever. I'm sure I'll relearn this lesson in another 10 years. I'll be like, I think I can handle it now. Every 10 years, I'm like, no, now it's fine. No.
Do you like it at first? Like, I just see you when I want to see you. And then,
Space.
Yeah.
There's so much space. You're like, I'm fucking alone. And the next night you're like, I'm alone. You know?
Right. It's those fucking nights, right?
Yeah.
Those nights.
But it was an open relationship, but that didn't offset anything.
Right. Who brings that up? Is it just understood since you're so far apart?
Did somebody set it up that way intentionally? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, is that a sign?
Is what a sign?
Starting the relationship open. Is that a sign that it might not work? I know I'm catching it at a vulnerable time, but what do you think?
Yeah. I think it is good to start open, especially if you both have your own thing already, but this was not that. And we didn't have a strong enough foundation to be in the open relationship. You know, we didn't have like the trust and everything built up first, so that when we were like telling each other everything, which I don't recommend, but if you can do that, great. But I don't think either one of us could handle it.
Do you think you could be in a monogamous relationship? And then what happens? How do you bring that up later if you don't want to, if you want that foundation first?
Oh, I tried that and it didn't go well.
No shit.
What? Yeah, that was Sam.
Right.
That was sweet baby Sam.
How do you bring it up? Hey, you know I love you. You love me. Let's share our bodies. I already hooked up 3 people for you because the men I can get are nuts. Anyways.
Yeah, no, they hate it. They don't like it. The person who brings it up is forever.
And you can't go back, right? You can't. It's almost like a TV show. And let's say your TV show was working out well one day a week. And they go, we're going to make it 5 days a week. But then it fails. You can't go, let's go back to one day a week. They're like, no, I think we're done. Like, well, that doesn't make sense. We were working. No, I already know too much. Carmen tweeted out, it should be punishable by law not to respond to nudes immediately. So true. I was talking to Dirty with Kyle, and I sent a dick pic, and all of a sudden she was gone. I'm like,
horrible. No, that's so stressful. Was it on red too?
I don't remember. She didn't do anything clever to her phone, so whatever the factory standard was, but I don't remember. That almost means nothing too. She leaves it on the counter. I don't know. I don't know what she does. She just goes.
Because you can always like pull down the top and see what it is, and then not have it say that it's on red. I feel like that's a trick that everybody does.
Come on, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's silly.
Where you're like, you read it, but it doesn't say that you read it.
I can't even believe that you send any kind of nude or any kind of vulnerable pictures to Kyle because she has 3 kids that are so in her iPhone space or in her phone space that I would be nervous.
They got to know. They got to know what's up. Let's quit acting like they're dumb. First of all, the youngest one was 14. He was playing Grand Theft Auto. Okay. My dick pic isn't going to throw him. This is life and he knows what it is. And stop looking at mommy's phone. Stop looking at mom's phone.
Yeah. That'll stop him.
Stop breaking your phone. Stop looking at mom's phone.
That's true. I remember looking through my mom's closet to borrow like a shirt or something. Boom. Found the porn. Stop looking at mom's closet.
I went through my parents' drawers when I was a teenager, and I found a letter from my dad to my mom, a love letter. And it said, it's so beautiful, Carmen. It said, I long to put my hard penis inside your warm, moist vagina.
That's the poetry?
That's the poetry. His dick had 2 adjectives, just like her vagina. But yeah, it was definitely my mother's warm, moist vagina. And I'm like,
wow, yeah, that sticks with you forever.
So that's on me. Never opened a drawer in my life. In fact, all my clothes are on the floor if you look right now.
What did I find? I found handcuffs in my parents' drawer when I was a kid. They were my handcuffs. I got them because I thought they were a fun toy. Right. And I was like, where did those go? And then one day I was like, here they are. Wait a minute.
Wow. Were they in the fun drawer or just on a shelf?
In the fun drawer.
Oh, no.
Where the back massager I got for my mom went in there too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I bought some kind of flavored lotion and that was missing.
I think I accidentally set my parents' sex life into motion, didn't I? Shit that I bought innocently that they then stole and used for their sick, twisted fantasies.
I thought it'd be fun. I got this blow-up guy. You, like, blow him up like a doll, right? I always picture he was talking to people like, hi, Carmen, how are you, Carmen? But they took
my dad this cool flashlight. It doesn't actually emit light.
But you can put things in it.
Yeah.
Carmen tweeted out, I wouldn't say I'm a hoe, but I don't know which dude's Netflix account I'm currently signed into. Netflix made it pretty clear that they're raising rates $2. They're going to charge you $2 extra for anybody borrowing your account.
Oh,
are you an asshole if you don't find out who this person is and bring it up, or is that on them?
It wasn't Netflix. It was Hulu. I wanted to change the name of it so that he wouldn't know. I know whose account it was.
Yeah, of course. Right.
And it was Hulu, not Netflix. I got kicked out of somebody's Netflix. I don't remember whose.
Do you go, okay, that's fair, or do you go, how petty person I deliberately don't call? How petty.
No,
I
don't care. I assume, yeah, they gave it out to a bunch of people and they realized it and changed the password and now I don't have HBO anymore. But I can sleep my way back into HBO.
Yeah,
that's not a hard one.
Yeah, you still got it. You still got it. You're fine. So you're bisexual now. Do you have a preference or no? It's whatever's going to happen.
That's a good question. I think I need to expand my sample pool. So ladies, please, for the love of God, it's so hard. It's so easy to get men and it's so hard to get women. It's so hard.
Carmen writes, if you want to be invisible as a woman, just push around a stroller. That's true. Opposite effect if you're a dude. That's true, too. Mm-hmm. That's how bad we know men are. It's like, no, I'm not attracted to you. I just got to take care of this kid and keep it alive.
They're holding it upside down by its legs. Everyone's like, he's a father and he's taking care of his kid.
One time a dude said he would take good care of me while I was in town and then fed me one hot dog in 12 hours.
Ugh.
And then added later, the hot dog had crushed chips on it. So,
yeah, it was a loaded hot dog. I will say that.
Why is it the people who like announce they're gonna do it that always, always fall short? Even the, you know,
I never promised Kyle a fucking thing.
You're right. You're right. And now you're above the bar every time.
Every time.
Yeah, because it's even things like I heard guys. Like, it's been a minute since I dated, but like, you know, oh, I'll pay for your cab. But then it's like, but you just said that. And we have several apps where like things just show up magically.
Right, right.
And they end up being like, yeah, I'll Venmo you after or whatever. Let me know how much it is. And it's like, what? She's about to like be naked and let parts of your body inside of her body. Like, can you just press go on the app, whatever app it is, only because you said, you know?
It is funny. Even when, not even like a relationship, somebody tells me like, oh, I'll Venmo you half of this meal. And you, now what do? I just stare at you?
Right.
You're not asking for my at. You know what it is. Well, okay. Looking forward to it. So now picture that happens in relationships, of course. Carmen said, no, I will not be the person you cheat on your wife with. Yes, I will be the person you cheat on your husband with. Because it is. It really is slim pickings out there, and you understand what they're going through, and women should stick together. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I'm toxic when it comes to...
I saw you did I didn't see it but I saw you did the naked comedy show a month or two ago, right? What's the point?
Like
it as an audience member, but I wouldn't be able to help but feel like a creep, you know? I know all you guys, all you comics, and like, can I be in the second row being like, just like, hey, it's Carmen LeGallen. She's telling jokes naked. What? That was their idea. I didn't put the fucking show together. That's how I feel like I would feel.
The audience was, for this show, like a sex audience. Like they.
Well, I'm a sex person, show. Carmen.
I guess we're all sex. Like a sex dungeon. Like one of those sex party spaces. So they were like a lot of patrons of sex parties. Is that what they're called?
Sure.
Is that the name of them?
I followed sex anyway. Parties?
Yeah, I've never been invited, but
People aren't a great time. Do they don't fuck or touch during the show, right? The audience?
No. Oh my god, I would go to that show. That sounds fun.
I've never been in a dungeon and not touched myself. I'm just saying.
Here, am I being heckled by anal? What is happening? That would be. Yeah, that was a fun show. I work out a lot and I need people to know. So that was very validating.
And the jokes aren't clear because I wear baggy clothes sometimes.
I come off like a tomboy. I want you to understand what this tomboy looks like. Thank you.
Exactly. Wear a lot of baggy clothes. Well, any thirst straps. I need the word to spread.
After a show like that, do you get 50 phone numbers?
None. I got none.
Really?
But people know that it would be creepy to slide in. Yeah.
Well, but guys don't care. You know, you tweet it out. This show, nude show, it's sold out. Sorry. The only way to see me naked now is by sleeping with me. And then I see, I don't know this guy, Darcy, but when and where? It was an invitation, right? And I'm like, easy, Darcy, easy. It's art, I think. Just look at her pictures, whack off, and be human.
Yeah, and then slide in like a normal person. Yeah. I can be tricked. You can't go for it directly. That just makes... Same with the clitoris. Don't go right for it. Take a circuitous route, and then we'll talk.
Right.
You know what? Yep. Since we're doing PSAs, same thing with lingerie. Take your time. It took me a long time to put this on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like just
they don't care. I spent $100 on it.
We don't care.
Appreciate it. Leave it on for a bit. I'm like, on. Keep it on. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet things slide to the side or have like a button. Yes. Look for something.
There's a snap. Yeah.
Yes. This is all done purposefully. You get to see everything and things are still on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they come out. I'm coming out naked and it's like, I know what naked means. Again, this is a word we use to mean something. Janet Jackson's tits weren't on the cover of that magazine naked, and you're not naked right now. So I understand the frustration. I slept with a dude, Carmen wrote, who ended up being a huge asshole, but have to give him props for not having even one friend or family member I want to fuck as vengeance. Carmen.
Oops. Yeah, no, there was nobody.
You ever? Have you ever done that?
Maybe, but I don't know her. Yes, I have.
Yeah?
I've ended up in relationships with people that have, like, the friend or best friend of an ex, yeah.
And it started spiteful? Sorry, it started spiteful?
I have done, well, yes and no. Look, you're horny and you're in college or whatever it is. There's a guy in college I dated. I fucked his best friend and never told him about that one. I kind of keep that one, like, away.
That's
as, like,
nice.
Oh, I can still hurt him with that, even though it's been, like, 20 years. So that one's just mine.
If he misbehaves. And, yeah. If he spoils a movie.
Yeah, he's doing a one-person show down in the West Village right now about it.
Right.
I know all about it, Carmen.
Carmen says, love that quick eye exchange while passing people on the street, where you both silently acknowledge you'd fuck each other, but instead you'll just never see each other again.
Mm-hmm.
That, that's, it's like life's little trick. Yeah, like you got away with some candy. Yeah.
What is that? Oh, makes me sad. I'm like, I'm never going to see you again. See you in here later.
You know, right? I know, right? I see that Nick Cannon is having his 11th child, and you can tell because he did a sexy photo with in a bathtub where he's on his back and she's standing over and he's looking at that beautiful bump.
Wow. And that actually is a beautiful picture.
It says next on all my children.
That is all his children. He needs the TV sets from the end of The Matrix to talk to them all on FaceTime, but good for him. Good for him.
That's a fetish, right? Whatever he has.
Something.
Yeah.
I would hope that he's still not saying we're pregnant. I really, that's a pet peeve of mine. And if you're having your 11th child and you're saying we're pregnant, I'm like, no, because 11 children out of your body would feel different. You wouldn't be saying, we're pregnant. You'd be saying, like, okay, we're pregnant. We could do it.
Well, it's of course, and I say of course because, you know, it might not be of course to some people, but of course it's different women. But at the same time, does he have one woman that's no children? He's like, I just want to come to you to relax. Like, well, I want photo shoots. Like, you don't want the hassle of a baby. I know, but I want a photo shoot.
Okay, how about this? You just gain weight. And we'll do a different kind of spread. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Positive about other shit, you know? A different bump. We'll put your butt on the cover. We'll call it ass babies and we'll start another trend. Don't worry about it.
Would you guys have his 12th baby?
If we can do a photo shoot. These look fun.
They're really good.
They're really good.
Beautiful pictures.
I want to be like past menopause so I could be like guys like, of course I would have his 12th baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course I would never want to have an abortion. As soon as like I can't have any babies. Yeah, yeah. Sign me up to all of it. Yeah. In a heartbeat. Absolutely.
They go, honey, I'm pregnant. It's like, okay, let's set the photo shoot for. It's like, could you at least acknowledge what I just told you? Yeah, yeah. That's great. That's great. That's great. Here's an old Muslim prayer. Now, we have to set a date. This guy's very busy. Aaron Carter, the heartthrob, the brother of the Carter that was in the Backstreet Boys, has passed away. 34 years old. So no way to be sure how yet.
But yes. Yeah. I just want to know how.
Yeah, well, he was in a bathtub, so you can guess how.
It's the Whitney Houston
swimming
thing.
Yeah.
There must be something going around in Hollywood. Like, don't just do this drug. Do it in the bathtub. You know, it's like, because for a while we were like finding people in closets, you know, choking themselves, like, because you can get like near death or death. So now we're finding people in tubs and too soon, just too soon. Aaron Carter in his 30s.
He was on one of those reality shows, right? Like, I'm all fucked up. Watch me at 8.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, I don't really know him or anything. And I don't know, you know, fame, no fame, whatever. This is a young person.
The child star turned rapper was found dead Saturday at his home.
Okay, now I'm over it. Did you just say turned rapper? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's slow down. Let's just.
You don't think he's out there with Jay-Z and
Are you going to write author also? What else? I don't. No.
He was discovered in his bathtub after a 911 call was made about a drowning. Aaron worked very hard towards the end of his recovery, said his brother. to be a good father and to make amends with his family. He started performing at a young age, even opened for the Backstreet Boys. Imagine, your brother Nick doesn't let you open. He released his self-titled debut album, which sold 1 million copies. Then sometime after, shortly before he turned 10, that's when that happened, shortly before he turned 10. 10, that's going to fuck you up. He went on to open for Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Yeah, 10 is young. Again, I'm thinking about these stepkids, and they started having attitudes as a teenager. If they were millionaires, mm-hmm. and this happened 5 years earlier.
But it's not just that. It's the weirdness of like opening for the Backstreet Boys / your brother and then opening for Britney Spears, both, I think, at the height or like height-ish of their mm-hmm. career. And usually the opening band is completely dismissed. So you're like selling a lot and you are a big deal, but you're also absolutely fucking nothing.
You're right.
Next to your brother, next to Britney Spears, next to all of this hoopla that's been literally going on your whole life. You will never measure up to it because you can't hit hot fire like that in a family for so long, or like in life in general. And also you're comparing to Britney Spears now right. before you're 10. You're fucked. Somebody who, like an adult, a fully grown adult who opens up for a hot band needs to settle their ego, and their fucking whole system needs to be worked out in order to live a life that's not going to be fucked up. You're letting a 10-year-old,
That's funny. I didn't think of that because it's always funny to me how people don't care who the opening act is, but they're at the concert. They're outside by the beer vendors and all that, or they're inside the in-between space where they could see what's going on TV, but still yap with their friends. I was a fan of a Skid Row, the band. And then Sebastian Bach went solo. Then he went touring. Well, nobody knows these new solo albums, so he just did Skid Row songs. So he sounds like him.
Right.
Anybody else can play those instruments, and it sounded like I was at a Skid Row concert. I was in the front row with my legs up because nobody was there. I'm like, this is who you like. You know, who's the real band? Motley Crue? This is the same fucking thing.
Right.
But right. They told you it in a different way. So now you don't care. Of course, Aaron Carter ended up fucked up. People are mean. People are weirdos. Yeah.
And Britney is the person guiding you. She was not.
Right. But she was the headliner. Look at her. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard.
How do we tell Britney Spears, by the way? I follow her on Instagram. I think she has that dance down. She's good. She's ready to tour. Yeah, the twirly one.
I need more.
You go to the side, you come back, you twirl. And then off the screen to the other side, and then back and twirl. And then hands up, hands down, hands up, hands down. As you're trying to cover your tits, which are deliberately out. I think she's got it. I think she knows what she's doing already. I think her teachers are milking her for unnecessary money. I saw I mentioned the other day, Parkland, Florida, the mass murderer, Nicholas Cruz. He was sentenced to 17 life sentences, which is good because I don't need tricks with technology, right? They keep saying we have all these advancements in science. I don't want him to have any of that. So he gets 17 life sentences for the 17 people he killed, 14 kids, 3 teachers. What I didn't see is that right before sentencing, the attorney, obviously one of these free public defenders for Nicholas, the camera saw her, just was on her. She probably has a feeling she's going to lose or whatever. I mean, she knows if it's not the death penalty. She was fighting for not the death penalty at this point in it. She gave the camera the middle finger.
Wait, who did?
The attorney for Nicholas Cruz. Like kind of like that sly on the cheek, but there's no denying it. Even then she says something, he turns over so that she wanted him to see that she was scratching and giving the finger. And he's like giggling.
Wow, that's funny.
Well, now they're doing some investigation into her, whatever that could mean.
I mean, you could hire, there's nobody who's saving him.
Right.
They probably were just like, anyone off the street for $4, you know?
Right. Well, this is what I'm thinking. You know what? I think I'd let him see me give the middle finger too. Because God forbid somehow, I've seen crazier things happen, he's let free. He's going to want to kill me. I'll be like, no, I'm the funny guy with the middle finger. Fuck this guy. You're all like, here's my prick, judge. You should put me in jail for a night. I don't need to be on this guy's mind, you know? Let's see. Tamara Curtis. Saw the cameraman pointing a lens in her direction, gave the middle finger. The boy chuckled a little. That's all you want. You just want to get these guys to chuckle a little bit. The jury opted against the death penalty. And they're looking into her again. I don't know what that can mean.
Is this when, you know, like when you're children, you're like, no, those are adults. That's different. And then you right. see this and you're like, so confused about what being an adult is.
Right.
Wow. I'm still going to be thinking to give the middle finger in weird ways. God damn it.
Or she's the lawyer in Sleepers. Remember how Dustin Hoffman was the lawyer? He was going after those the kids, now adults, but he was deliberately throwing the case. Maybe that's what she's doing. Yeah, we're ready, you piece of shit, judge. What's the punishment? Oh, is that all? That's all. Who knows? Let's see. We got the Powerball. You guys play? $1.9 billion. You did?
Jesus.
We did play. Yeah. And
did you win?
We won. I don't know how to tell this to you. I'm canceling the Kickstarter. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do the Kickstarter anyway. Let's just see. No, we did not win. We did play. We're going to play again, like the suckers that we are. I don't know if we're supposed to, you know, be in like good spirits, like I'm going to play and I'm going to win. Or it's like, you know, all humble and whatever works out. I'm grateful to have played and have a ticket. So whatever the universe wants, I will be that kind of humble and share it for sure with the two of you there. Now I get more points and the universe will give it to me. And you know what? Everybody in chat right now who wrote a comment while we're live. Each of you gets some money also.
How much you think? How much?
Praise Allah. How much?
Yeah.
Xerxes?
We got to talk about that. I can't just say numbers.
Speaking of which, I did just say number. I owe one of our neighbors $1 million if I win, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Don't know his name. Have no idea who this guy is, but I have been saying hello to him for years. Okay? He's one of my bodega guys. I know I am not going to get messed with on my block because all the outside drinking outside of the bodega guys are like, you live here. No one fucks with you except for us. We say hello to you out of our drunken
faces. We talk about your ass, but other than that, you're safe.
They've been nothing but respectful.
Okay, good.
I give them no shade, but now, you know, we're upping it. This one guy that I say hi to absolutely every time, no idea who he is. Don't know my name. He doesn't know. We never asked. We're just saying hi. Now he's like, he's playing Lotto 1 billion. I'm like, I think he said he's playing Lotto. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to play. You think you're going to win? And he goes, this one, you win 1 million. I'm like, you're going to give me 1 million, huh? And I'm like, fuck it. I'm giving you 1 million if I win too. Now when we pass, we got a thing we got to say. Let's do cool. And I'm like, that's right, buddy. You and me, 1 million. Hope you win.
Kendra's like, if I was single, you know, she's just trying to survive.
No, but then I'm walking with Xerxes and he's like, 1 million. I'm like, by the way, Xerxes, we owe this guy 1 million if we win. And he goes, absolutely not, right? And I'm like, oh.
It's 1 million.
I mean,
it's fine.
1.9 billion? We could spare 1 million.
1.9 billion? We could afford to move. One lucky Kentuckian won 2 million. So there's smaller amounts too. 16 people throughout the country won 1 million.
I'll take that.
But then you're left with nothing.
Pardon?
What? You win 1 million, you give this guy 1 million. I don't have a calculator.
I actually owe more taxes now.
Yeah, your life is ruined because you were friendly. That's why I don't talk to anybody.
Right.
One in 200.
You're 6'2". You don't have to say hello to
That's
the local
true.
Bodega guys.
It's you women that have to give out millions here and there.
Like, we're all friends. I live here. Protect me.
Ticket holders had only a 1 in 292 million chance. So obviously it's bigger now of winning
the
jackpot.
What? I keep getting the diseases that are 1 in a million, 1 in 2 million even.
Right.
Let's go. Open heart surgery, boom. I fall and I absolutely dislocate where my knee was and put it somewhere else. Great. My heart is in the back of my shoulder. Fantastic. All of the diseases that come with it. Frozen diaphragm. Great. Now give me this 1 in a million. You know what? When I was pregnant and about to get an abortion, they're like, how'd you get pregnant? You're on this birth control, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know. I know I am pregnant. They're like, you should play the lotto. Where are these people now? Right. Where are these people? I dealt with all of the 1 in a million. Shouldn't have gotten pregnant. Got open heart surgery. What else? Fell down, completely fucked up. Like all the doctors, every time I go to the doctor, they go, how? And I go, I don't know. But I think I'm about to win the lotto. Stand close to me.
That TV show House, that doctor didn't see things that Hemda's going through.
Yeah, I need to only go to that fucking facility. Hey, who knows this crazy shit?
I think one guy was turning green like an alien.
I have gone to doctor's appointments where they put my x-ray up on the thing, light it up, and see it for the first time and go, oh my God.
Like, it's a jump scare to them.
I accept that. Now it's my turn to win the lotto.
All right, I'm on your side.
Right?
Yeah, sounds fair.
And if you're giving that guy a million, you know, come on. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The voting is last day's tomorrow. Did you guys early vote? I feel like everybody I know early voted. And to me, I don't trust it. I got to go that day when there's cameras and shit.
I trust it. But what I'm seeing with these early voters, at least like in the areas that I'm looking around, there's lines because people have time on the weekend. Mm. I go on a nice Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, shit, is it 8 o'clock? Polling closes an hour. Mm-hmm. Xerxes, please roll me a joint. Let's smoke on the way. It's like two blocks away. Nobody's there. I hand mm-hmm. everything right in. I could have 5 stickers at that point.
Does it? Right. They give you the extra pens and stickers.
Right. Yeah.
Then, but does it bum you out at all when you come home, they already have the results? And you're like, but how'd mine count?
You know what? I am so nervous that I will forget things like this that I'm just like, I did it! I get to say things all. You don't get to say things if you don't vote. I got stickers! I get to say at least 5 statements this year.
What if when Hemda yelled, that's really what she sounded like, the way she just did now? Like, man, please, you are not listening to me! Like, man, we're trying. I remember voting once and they didn't have me on file. For whatever reason. So they just gave me like a, you know, they still gave me a ballot. And then they just put it on a pile. There was nothing special about it at all. I'm like, should we put that somewhere else? And they're like, it's fine. It's fine, sir. Like, well, what am I going to do? Okay, goodbye.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I have gotten that feeling and I don't know. Like, it's not put on the side or something, but I'm like, are you paying attention to something over here? I've gotten that feeling. And then I know New York is going to end up like, you know, they say our voting doesn't
I don't
really
know.
Count. My brother moved to Texas. My other brother's like, you better fucking vote. You register to vote. You better register to vote. It really counts out there.
It's getting close. You know what? It's close for the New York City governor. Huge fucking big deal over here. And the person against him, against the woman right now on the red team, he's an election denier. He still believes Trump's president. That's enough right there. You don't got to pick up books and study. And are you an election denier? The end. That's a term now.
And it's close?
And it's close. And it's scary. And this woman's shitting herself. Yes. Because the whole world's fucking nuts. And they got some of us. Some of them are here in New York, too, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. No, I've seen them.
Yeah,
you know what? Your rent is not high enough to vote in your fucking interest. You know, that's what would convince New Yorkers. Hey, should we subsidize anything? Nah. I love my fucking $20,000 a month rent. I love it.
Right. Who picks that? Who picks it? Would you like nice things? Proposition 4, nice things. It's not a trick. It's about nice things. Would you like it? I don't think so, because people won't try as hard in life. Like, and then you go home with your family. Did you do your homework? Ugh.
I can't feel anything nice unless I bleed first. So I like it. You know, everyone's just too soft. Well, we could use some softness. I would like more gentleness in my life. Can I ask for that? I don't think anyone is a snowflake. It's way too much.
How about
need some gentle shit.
Right. How about free education? I'm kind of stupid and I don't need not to know words people are saying to me. So no, thank you. No, thanks for that. Healthcare, too. That's a whole thing. You know, I kind of...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hurts. Everybody's nuts. Yeah, no matter where you live, vote. And by the way, even if you did believe, even if you lived in a place like New York, right? Let's say L.A., I would assume. I don't know what's going on over there. But you are a place where you feel safe. Like, I don't have to go out. Everything's blue. Then you make it fucking... What's a word for dark blue? You make it so fucking blue that politicians know you really do give a shit. Don't make it mm-hmm. be barely. Everybody, you know mm-hmm. it's going to be blue. Mm-hmm. You make it so dark you need sunglasses. Did you make it so clear you want human decency? You make it so clear you're against Jew hate that it's not even a fucking question what their next move is. That's what you're doing on Tuesday. That's what you're doing tomorrow. If tomorrow's Tuesday.
It is.
Okay. I don't know. If they're hearing it today, don't twist my words around.
I like that you're wearing your Weird America flag shirt.
Yes.
For the voting conversation.
Yes.
Somebody was asking if that's a... Ryan was asking if that's a new shirt. Oh, Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan, what the fuck would... What? How would I have a new shirt? I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years. Why would I have anything new now? Oh, well. Carmen, you get a vote?
Yes, good. Tomorrow.
Good. Good. What time?
I'm blue. Bye, Bobby.
What time could I put you down?
You know, I get so many aggressive texts. They're like, where? What time are you going? I'm like, easy. When I fucking wake up at 3, right. Like, what are you talking about?
Here's what you want to do. You can go online. You can check out Carmen's set on Colbert, I guess. That's excellent. There's also a 10-minute set posted on Don't Tell Comedy, the YouTube page. Right? You're proud of that one, mm-hmm. Right? We all
are. Yeah. The clips on my Instagram, a couple of those.
The Twitter is Carmen LaGala. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Carmstagrams. Carmstagrams. Yeah. And you can pick your choice on to DM. Now, let's say somebody very sincerely uh-huh. did want to date you. Do they legit DM?
Would they DM?
Should they?
Yeah,
come to the show. You support.
That is, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, get a feel. I don't know, because I think a lot of people think I'm a certain thing, and then they meet me, and they're like, "Oh, I don't know."
Like what? Too rough and tough, and you're sweeter than that, or what?
I have like a Disney face, and then
all the opposite.
And then I'm like, yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm like, I like doing open relationships. I like sex. I think they just are like, no, she's just gonna be a little pure baby that I can just have as my little wife piece or something. I'm not really sure. I don't think I'm just making that up, but I don't know. And yeah, the DM, that's how I dated my last, the girlfriend that I had. Yeah, it was DMs, but she slid in very nicely. Nothing, I mean, I'll respond to aggressive stuff too sometimes just for fun, but.
If you catch me at night when I'm extra sad, what's the good time to DM you? Because you don't want to look desperate, but we do want to catch you when you're crying. When is the best time?
Yeah, if you can get me when I'm bored and really lonely, mm-hmm. then you can say anything and I'll entertain that. And that's like, fun for me.
Can I give everybody a little bit of, like, as we're talking, I'm like, I think I would know when to text a comic. Here we go. Ready? They're coming to your town. You're wearing a Keith and the Girl shirt. You're in the audience. You did Ooh. Not heckle. You bought mm-hmm. 3 drinks, not too much, and maybe like a chips and salsa or some kind of snack. Afterwards, if Carmen is selling something, you absolutely buy at least one, if not a drink. Then you wait an hour after you get home. You DM, I'm still thinking about this joke, and you fucking quote her.
And be specific about the joke.
Wow.
Yeah. Even if you don't like it, even if it's just easy to remember. Yeah.
Yeah, you can date me. There it is. That was great. I'll be in Milwaukee soon.
I'll tell you that much. Are there specific dates that people should know about? I'm seeing here Milwaukee at Laughing Tap, November 18th and 19th. Minneapolis at the Comedy Corner Underground. December 9th and 10th.
All right.
That's it. Carmen, thank you again.
And then in New York.
And then New York. She does stand up in New York. Come on. What are we talking about here? Just follow and you'll see what's doing. Shit. So that upsets me sometimes, you know? What the fuck are we talking about here, people?
Bro, come on. Oh, my God.
I'm going to vomit. Anyways, Carmen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. KeithandTheGirl.com.